As we heard a number of days ago, last week in fact, 10 days ago or so, up to 10,000 homes and businesses were affected by a burst water main in Tralee on the Listlouse Reservoir. A number of areas without water supply, while residents in Shanachill affected by localised flooding. Thankfully this time, unlike others, the water didn't make it to their homes. But the issue was raised yesterday by Sinn Féin councillor Paul Daly, who wanted to know when Uisce Éireann will be starting the major works, as promised, to fix this recurring problem, which, as I said, affects a huge number of people in Tralee. And councillor Daly's with me on the line. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on the show. And good morning to your listeners.
Tell me, you raise this issue obviously because it's a matter of concern. We had been under the understanding, I'd imagine the mistaken understanding, that the major works to fix this problem once and for all were to start this week, but that's not the case. Is that right?
Well, to my knowledge, it's not the case. To my understanding, so Councillor Ferris and TD Pat Daly were told that works were imminent. Yet after the pipe burst on May the 9th, I got in touch with Uisce Éireann and Irish Water. And the correspondence I got back from them said that there was no start date as yet. So there's different messages being sent out to different people. This isn't the first time. Last year there was a similar situation. We were told at one stage that work would begin in Q1 of this year, so January, February or March. And obviously nothing happened and there was no date. So I don't know what's going on with Uisce Éireann. There's a complete lack of communication. Maybe they don't know themselves. I know the residents up there are very, very frustrated. As you said, the pipe burst there on May 9th. There was two pipe bursts last year and there was a lot of damage done to the residents' houses up there last year. So there was walls destroyed, floors damaged, appliances ruined, personal belongings destroyed. The walls in the back gardens were knocked down and they haven't been rebuilt, by the way. There's a huge emotional toll here in the residents as well. Because a lot of the residents up there, they're living in the fear that this could happen again and again and again until something has been done about it. They're anxious, they're annoyed, they're frustrated, and they're exhausted by these repeated incidents. And then to get these kind of these different messages coming from Irish Water saying it's going to start, we don't know when it's going to start. I have no trust in them at the moment, and until the job is done, I won't believe it.
The issue with last week's burst is that it happened at a good time of the day, if there is ever a good time for this to happen. It happened where people were up and about and they were awake, they could spot what was happening and they took some action to stave off the worst. Unlike what happened, I think, last September, when it happened in the middle of the night.
That's right. It was on May 9th when it happened around 8:30 in the morning, and only for the quick thinking of some of the residents up there, they were able to get outside and open up the manholes and the drains out the back and let the water go down. Unfortunately, last July, it happened in the middle of the night, and the first that a lot of the residents knew about it was when they heard the water coming into the house. And at that stage, it was too late. They literally had to open up the back door, open up the front door, and let this filthy water just pour through their houses. So they were kind of lucky a week or so ago. Who knows what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks or months until the job is done. There's always the possibility of this happening again. It's been raised again and again and again. And I suppose it's not too surprising. I mean, Irish Water, it lacks the investment. Certainly it lacks the investment in Kerry. Residents of Shanachill are bearing the brunt of it. As you mentioned earlier, there was 10,000 homes and businesses without water every time this happens. So there's a knock-on effect for them. And then, of course, there's the greater lack of investment in Kerry, where there's lack of wastewater treatment facilities in many parts of the county, which means that people can't build houses where they live. You know, so Irish Water is letting the people of Kerry down badly as it stands, and in particular at this moment in time, the residents of Shanachill.
What did the council say yesterday in relation to this?
Well, of course, it's not a council matter. Unfortunately, when the idea when Uisce Éireann was dreamt up and was established, that took water out of the council's hands. So the councillor seemed to be in the dark about this as well. They don't seem to know when they certainly didn't have a start date for me when I was asking in the council yesterday. they're trying to, I suppose, correspond with Ishgairn. But as I said, until we actually see boots on the ground, I've no trust in them. And what's very, very disappointing is the complete lack of communication and consultation with the residents up there. They're none the wiser, and it's their property that has been very badly damaged. As I said, there's a huge emotional toll in a lot of people up there who've had to deal with all this. Compensation hasn't been paid out in many cases. So, I don't know, there's a lack of funding, lack of communication, and a complete lack of trust at this stage.
Isn't that the problem, though? Isn't that one of the major issues here that Irish Water are trying to fight against? The lack of funding. The lack of funding for all these problems. The major infrastructure projects they're to do. We have Jack Chambers saying today the drainage project, which is going to take up billions, that's going to be delivered a year quicker than thought. They have demands from everywhere all over the country because of our historical lack of proper funding of our water infrastructure. And that they're not the masters of their own destiny. Water charges weren't brought in. They can't borrow themselves on international markets. So they're at the mercy of what money is coming, what money isn't coming. They'd like to start it, but they've got so many demands from so many different areas. They're in trouble wherever they look. Is that not what's going on here? That this isn't Irish Water's fault? It's the fault of successive governments and politicians who didn't take the leadership to say, right, we need to get serious about funding our water system.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. It is the responsibility of successive governments who failed to invest in the in water
and infrastructure
politicians, in Ireland.
And wider politicians as well, is it not?
Absolutely. You've had Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael in government for God knows how long. They're the ones who are making all the decisions, and yet here we are. We're in 2026. The economy apparently is booming, yet Kerry is completely missing out on large-scale infrastructure, even small operations that will have to happen up in Shenachill, that is destroying people's homes, and they're the ones who are bearing the brunt. So there are large-scale infrastructure projects going on up the country that are diverting water from the Shannon, but that's no good to us down here in Kerry. We're left high and dry, unfortunately, when it comes to it. And you've people living out in Phoenix, out in Castle Gregory, in different parts of the county, and they can't build homes because there is no wastewater treatment facility. It's at total capacity. So the people of Kerry are being badly left down here by the governments and Irish Water.
Okay, would Irish Water not be in a better position if water charges had been brought in, if parties like your own hadn't opposed it to allow it to borrow international markets and get its own funding that way, the same as the ESB or Electric Ireland do? Not Electric Ireland, Air Grid, I should say.
People are taxed to the hilt, Jerry. Bringing in water charges, I mean, we're taxed to the hilt. There's a cost of living crisis going on. And are you saying that bringing in an extra tax to pay for all this is going to go down well? I don't think so. There's money there. There is money in the country. And God knows a lot of money has been wasted down through the years in different projects. There's no way that people need to be bearing the brunt when they're already, a lot of people are pinned to the collar. They just do not have the money for this. There is money being invested in Irish Water, but it's just not coming down here to Kerry, and that's the big issue for me.
Okay, Paul, finally, you just want clarity this morning. When, if this project is to be done, when is it going to start? A simple request from Irish Water, even if it is a delay or whatever, at least some certainty for the residents in the area.
Well, whatever about myself, the residents in the area deserve an answer. They deserve a timed starting date. They deserve communication. Irish Water should be up there in Shenachill, knocking on doors and talking to the residents and telling them what's going on, what's the plan, where is this new pipe going to be? Because apparently the pipe is going under the back gardens of a lot of these residents. So are their back gardens going to be dug up? Are they going to be informed? Are they going to be communicated with? There's a lot of work to go on there. You can't just see a bulldozer coming in at some stage without any kind of communication. The people up there in Shenachill, they deserve better. And the wider community, because of these pipe bursts, as you said, thousands of homes and businesses without water, it's just not on, and they need to get their act together.
Okay, all right, Paul, listen, we're going to leave it there. That's Paul Daly, Sinn Féin councillor for Tralee, talking about the issue in Shenachill, the Listlouse Reservoir, the water main that needs to be replaced long term. There had been some thought or discussion that was going to be started, the work was going to be started this week. Not the case. We'll see what happens, see what Irish Water say in response to that. If you have a view, if you're a resident in the area affected by that, you know, multiple instances of flooding, get in touch with us on the programme.